Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Well, it's the rules. We have to now guess what Crisco is doing while on vacation since he's not here.
Probably something tear-filled and involving Kleenex of some sort.
Oh, crying no. Towels. Remember, he has crying towels.
That's what I meant, crying, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Okay. So you think he's crying about something? Dez, thoughts on Crisco's vacation. What do you think?
It's 9:56. Yeah. I bet he's putting an order for Perkins to be delivered. So they're waiting on that. And then they're going like, what should we do? This is going to be a great week. And then they'll say that every day, and then they'll do nothing.
Oh, you don't think he'll actually get out and tour the leaves like he planned on?
I mean, he said he's going to make a trip to Duluth and then a couple different places. So I don't know. I hope he does something.
Newsflash, they've got snow and no leaves in Duluth. So I wouldn't head north there, big guy.
Took the wrong week off. Dez always gets the good weeks.
She does, doesn't she? That Dez is the worst, isn't she, Crisco?
Everything just gets handed to her on a silver platter.
Why do you think that is, Crisco? Why does she get everything and you get the shaft?
She's just always gotten everything. Look at her. Just come on. It's even her birthday today, and it's not going to snow today. It's going to snow tomorrow. It's like even the weather gods figured it out.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Crisco, but enjoy your time off.
Oh, there's my dinner. Oh, wait, it's called my breakfast. Sorry.
But speaking of getting the shaft, Rudy had a great weekend.
I had a phenomenal weekend. Elevator shafts is what we're talking about, correct?
Yes. Wait, yes. What? Yes. I thought you ended your dry spell this weekend.
Yeah, we had a friend come over.
Not just do this to him.
What? I had heard that he had a dry spell going on. Did you not notice he was in an extra good mood today?
Yeah, he was just doo-doo-da-da, la-la-la. Right.
My boots were extra, extra pretty and extra little today, all for Dez.
Well, I'm so glad that you are happy.
Yeah. Do you notice the color came back into my face this morning?
Yeah, you know what? Thank God. You needed it.
So, February?
February.
Yep. February until, was it Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday. Yesterday,
Thank you for not defiling your home on my birthday.
You are so welcome, yes.
Somewhat sacred. Uh-huh.
Well, that's why the black clouds rolled in on Sunday. Yep, for sure.
Did you unleash all of your bag of tricks?
Man, since February, dude, like it had been. It was almost like I forgot what was going on. But, you know, just like riding a bike, you know, you just knock the rust off and you just get back in there, you know? Yeah,
you can always figure it out.
Yeah, a true champion never gives up.
And you've been training. It's not like you haven't been training. You've been keeping yourself in the game.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I'm not running a marathon every day, but I'm definitely getting a couple miles in, you know, making sure the shoes are broken in for when it's time to go, you know?
Get your game face on and hit that.
It's awesome because Ryan's also in the same boat as me since February.
Oh, God. I can tell you the day, actually.
Whatever the flight was that morning.
Right?
February 28th, 2020.
Oh, man.
It was a long time ago.
Oh, I know.
It might be February 28th of 2021 when it comes back around, too.
Oh, my Lord. It's difficult. You know, I had someone who actually brought up to me and they said, why don't you just guys have a little thing? You know, like, I could never be monogamous like that. I'm sorry, what? Are you saying we should both have an affair? Well, yeah. I mean, how do you do it for this long? Well, when you've been married to someone for 16 years, you know, why would you want to blow that up by having a quick, I mean, how long is the fling usually, Rudy? After that many months, it goes, what, 10 minutes?
Yeah, about that. Not even, man. I mean, that's included with everything. That's dinner, the drive home.
Okay, so that's for the 90 seconds of fun, why would I blow up 16 years of a relationship, right?
Also, you know, when you have to be separated from somebody for that long, I get when All in the Family was only on once a week. But now there's Netflix and Prime. There's so much to, like, occupy your mind. You know? Plus, like, the internet is just a hub. I mean, a literal hub of stuff you can watch.
Are you talking about the porn?
Yeah, to, like, get yourself through this time. Yeah.
Could you play along for once? She's the worst at doing these games.
I thought you were talking about actual great programming. Good.
When
I'm
you
so
said
glad.
Something about a shaft, what exactly did you mean by that?
Shaft of what?
Were you talking about Rudy Toot Toot's little shaft?
You mean like a broccoli stem? Is that what we're talking about?
So are you saying Pernhub?
I didn't want to say it.
Oh my God, have you heard the stuff that has been talked about on this podcast and you can't say
porn? Is that it? Porn. Said it two times.
An actual hub of pornography.
I'm Rudy. Oh, and he went into his voice.
It's very Seinfeld. Who are these people that walk around the hub of pornography? Who are these people?
Oh, God. Well, I'm happy for you.
Thanks,
I hope
man.
That you have the best week of your life now. Is there a chance on a redo? On a twofer?
I would think so. Like, you know, I'm not with anybody. She's not with anybody. We're just kind of like, you know, just... seeing how it goes, you know.
Like an every Sunday thing? Like,
no. Well, hang on now.
That's getting close to a relationship, and he is not having that.
That's commitment.
Oh, yeah, once a week. Uh-huh.
Well, why don't we highlight Des's brilliance in a text that she sent out.
God.
How great is this? I love the queen of voice texting. She can never really pre-read or post-read or double-check anything. It's just willy-nilly, say it, hope it made sense, and gone.
It feels like it makes sense when I say it because I'm saying the right words.
Like when she wrote to this guy, "Holy cow, thank you for shart." He wrote back, "What? OMG, that was supposed to be sharing." No prob. I mistype stuff all the time.
Oh my God.
What did he shart, Des?
And that's a dad of one of Dusty and River's daycare kids.
Oh,
he shared this video to me, and I'm like, oh, that's, you know, I think it's great.
Oh.
Thank you for shart. And then he says, what? And I don't respond for like 24 hours because I never looked on there. And I'm, this whole time he's like, why would she send a shart to me? Like, you should, like,
shartogram?
God, if I could pay someone... to show up on Crisco's doorstep and shart.
Oh my God.
Sing a song and shart right there. I would in a heartbeat.
Oh my God. I'll go in on it with you.
Oh God.
Shartogram.
Yeah.
Have a good vacation. We say this from the heart. You can go ahead and finish the rest.
But now we're gonna fart.
Whoop. Gamble and lost. From
again.
Crisco, Des and Ryan.
And Rudy Toot Toots.
Oh, my God. I think we should try to organize that.
Oh, lordy, lordy. Okay, so anyone bummed that Tab Cola has been discontinued? Who knew that was even a thing?
I mean, I remember it, but I have not seen it in many years.
I have never once in my life had a refreshing can of Tab.
Tab, yeah.
Tab.
When they played that on the news, I thought like somebody from the news was retiring and they were showing old footage.
Yes.
Because I thought that Tab... I thought it's been not in the game for years now.
Well, I had a neighbor, an old, old neighbor lady, Kathy. She's no longer with us. Bless her heart. She was the biggest fan of Tab. Her husband would have to haul in case and case of Tab. Maybe that's what took her out. I don't know. But here's the old jingle from the 70s.
One calorie, Tab, Tab Cola. What a beautiful drink. Tab,
Tab Cola.
For beautiful people. Tab,
Tab Cola.
It's beautiful to be so.
Am I just stupid? Does Tab, the name, make sense at all?
No.
I don't get it. What does that mean, Tab?
And it's only for beautiful people?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful drink for beautiful people.
Oh, they were so cheesy with their jingles back then.
God, yeah.
Tab.
Cheesy.
Is it an acronym for something?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Yeah, because usually they might have like... Sometimes they try to play off of other names. You know how like Shasta, instead of Mountain Dew, they have like, you know, Mountain Mist or something
like
that.
Totally.
Yeah. But Tab is just, are they talking about the tab on the top that you bust it open? Like,
I mean, Coca-Cola is named after Coke, which used to be in it, the drug.
Yeah, it's named after the funnest drug on the planet. You're never going to beat that. You
know?
Uh-huh.
Coca-Cola. There you go. But Tab, I don't get that. If anyone figures that out, let us know.
I don't get it either. Plus, did you ever have those sodas like Shasta and Tab when like a friend would come over and be like, hey, you got something to drink? And they're like, yeah, we got Mountain Mist or Tab. And be like, all right, well, this was a fun friendship. I'm never coming back to this place
Rudy.
Ever again.
How would you like to come to my house and have your choice of, well, Sam's Choice beverages? Because that's where Twilight got all her soda from, Sam's Club.
And it always, the can, even though it was like the knockoff Coke, it would say Sam's Club, but it came in the colors of the Coke.
Sure did.
So you knew what style you were getting, even though it wasn't as delicious as the original.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
That was even for your big graduation party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Couldn't have splurged for actual Coke.
Oh, Pepsi, Coca-Cola, Mountain Dew. That's for rich people.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you've noticed or not, but Twyla and Lair are living high on the hog down in Arizona from saving all that money all
those
years.
Damn right they are. They're living a good life.
Why would they have ever given it to their children?
Oh, yeah. God, no. No. Oh, that's no. You want to know, that's what I've told Crisco. You want to know how to become a millionaire? You save $1 million.
Yeah.
That's what it's you got to totally, do. It means you don't spend it.
Mm-hmm. You save every penny.
Yeah, that's the fastest way to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we have some extra sainted and tainted that we could cover if you guys would like more from the Pioneer Press.
Please.
Okay, let's do it.
When it comes to local gossip, no one's got their finger deeper into the pulse of this community than we do.
Oh, darling, what juicy gossip I have for our listeners.
It's time for Sainted and Tainted.
Okay, and now we can taint the garbage delivery people, you guys.
Oh, taint?
Let this be a word of warning, okay? Recently, I switched garbage pickup companies 2 weeks before the next billing cycle. I thought I would get a small refund. Well, I was wrong. Instead, I get a bill for, believe this, $122 for picking up their damn garbage containers. It's a scam. Just a damn scam. This is a warning to those who switch garbage haulers. Tainted!
Taint. Wow, she's very passionate.
Oh, very mad. Wow. And wouldn't you be? I did it in plenty of damn time. Screw you. Pound sand. That's what I'll say. Pound sand right up your arse.
She would never say arse. You stop that.
So sorry. Lord, I apologize.
Thank you.
Okay. To the Egan Postal Service for leaving a large package on top of our mailbox Saturday. We discovered the box there on Sunday morning, as we hadn't forgotten out to check the mail that day. The contents were liquid, so guess what? They were frozen. Ooh. Thanks for ruining it, post office. This time of year, one never knows who's lurking about. Tainted.
Lurking. Lot of lurkers.
In Egan.
A lot of porch pirates down there in Egan.
Oh, yeah. Looking to steal your liquids right off your mailbox.
Couldn't be safer there. Oh, my God.
Okay, let's do a sainted now, Des.
Thank you.
I recently had surgery on my foot. Oh. In order to walk anywhere, I need to use a knee scooter. And it's the best invention yet. Have you had one?
No.
Oh, they're great. I have noticed a great many people, well, believe it or not, go out of their way to hold a door for me. Oh. And I am very impressed with the continued kindness everyone has shown me. So I'll just taint the whole damn town. Tainted. Or, I mean, sainted. Sorry.
Oh, you don't. Oh, boy.
Sainted. Sainted. My bad. I'm still a little worked up from the post office.
I get me too.
Okay. This is a double tainted and sainted. Here we go.
Oh.
I guess I spoke too soon. I tainted a store in Cottage Grove for still having its handicap parking so far from the door. Well, I contacted them about it in May, and this week, what do you know? There were men out there moving the handicap parking spot closer to the door. Sainted at last.
Yes!
Okay!
Your hard work and tainting people has paid off.
Well, if you want to really reach someone, you got to send a letter to the Pioneer Press and paint the hell out of them.
It's just a fact.
And according to Rudy, that's what he did last night. He got it right in the tainted.
Hey, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, you know? So, yeah, ask it. I mean, literally, the grease.
Sainted. Tainted.
Sainted.
Tainted. Tainted. Tainted.
He's really way more into tainting.
Oh, Des.
Oh, where are you going with that halo?
Yeah. Oh, so it wasn't just me celebrating a big birthday over the weekend. Rudy's niece, Alice, had a birthday, and I hear she got a real interesting gift, huh?
Yeah, so on Saturday, her grandpa came and gave her a brand new hoverboard.
Oh. How old is she?
6.
Who gets a hoverboard at 6?
I know.
That's like a drone at 6.
Yes. Dangerous.
I know. These kids get everything nowadays. But so my brother-in-law, the poor guy, he had a couple family members coming by, and they just had some work done in their backyard. Had to like redo the fence a little bit, fix it. The new latch was up. They had to like put some new pieces of wood in. So he busts his tail like all last week getting this fence done before the family comes. Family comes, they have the party. Yesterday we're at the house, we're watching the football, having a couple of beers. They break out that hoverboard. overboard. And everyone's like, give it a whirl, give it a whirl. And I'm like, nah, I've been on one of those things. Well, I really don't need to. You know, they start tugging at you. Come on, Dad, get on it. Come on, Uncle Nate, let's do this. I'm like, oh, God. All right, fine. So I get on the thing. I start moving. And Justin said, as I was going down the sidewalk, said, please don't. And I tripped and I smelt right into the fence.
No.
And I completely broke everything that he had been working on.
No,
the last week, I was like, this only happened because you said something.
Oh, isn't that what Simon Cowell was on when he fell and broke his back?
Yes.
No, he was on an electric bike. So.
Is that what it was? It's
the same concept. It's clearly people can't control it.
Well, have you guys seen the video of Mike Tyson falling on one of those things?
Because the hoverboard is something you just stand on. You got to lean, right?
Yep. Exactly. Yep. Yeah. Yep. It's all controlled and they're separate. And you got to control it with your feet. And yeah, so
they're
fun once you get the hang of them. But yeah, definitely don't be in the vicinity of a fence that has just been newly fixed.
Oh my God.
Because you will blow right through it like the Kool-Aid Man.
Is it just your body?
It's just smashed right through it. Just like an actual like silhouette of me through the wood, yeah.
And then people walk by. Who's that little kid that went through there?
Somebody call an ambulance. Get that little guy an ice pack. Oh my goodness.
She just had to work in a little joke, didn't she?
I know. A sliver is like taking a dagger to the heart for me.
See, look now out. You know what it feels like to be Crisco. Is she not a flat out bully? Poor Rudy. She's like, was it the littlest tiny indentation? It's like a little mouse hole in the fence, wasn't it? Because you're so little.
It's a Barbie hoverboard, right? Definitely.
No, they weren't even worried about the damage on the fence. It was so tiny.
We'll just patch up that. We'll put a little door on it. It's such a tiny little opening.
Oh, it's your little door. You can go into secret passage.
We'll cover it up with an I voted sticker. No one will ever see it.
God. Oh, Desi, you are a bully. You're a flat-out bully. And now I see what Crisco's been saying
Time. I've been trying to tell you I am a big bully.
You're a big, mean girl. All right. Well, we should probably wrap this up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
we've done enough.
Yeah, plenty.
All right. Definitely download PodMN. You can listen to Minnesota Made podcasts, but you can also win things just for listening to like us, like you're doing. Restaurant gift cards, shopping gift cards, and some cool experiences. It's PodMN.
Well, and we're hoping that you'll take time to download Clouds off iTunes today. All of the money raised from that song goes to KS95 for Kids. As of yesterday, Clouds was number one on iTunes. We took down Bieber, and I bet you anything, he put out a tweet to his fans. Download my song, because now he's number one and number two.
Oh, why would you do that to Zach?
I don't know that he did. Okay. Just guessing. But if we could get him back at number one, that would be awesome. So go download Clouds on iTunes. Thank you.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.